Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. Date of birth is 10-16-51. Date this for 1/19. Mr. Cooper was seen for his face-to-face evaluation today, period. Mr. Cooper is in his fifth benefit period, ending 2/2/2026, period. My plan is to share this face-to-face with the hospice medical director, period. Mr. Cooper is a... is a 51-year-old gentleman who appears much, 54-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age, period. Patient is currently on hospice with history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure, period, with low ejection fraction. He also has a gangrene of his lower extremity, chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and septic pulmonary embolus along with corpulmonale, period. Patient is short of breath at all times. Then caretaker Glenn Carter tells me that yesterday he had very hard stool and suffered a couple episodes of rectal bleeding. On examination of his rectum, there's no masses noted. I suspect internal hemorrhoids is the cause of bleed, which will recommend Anusol HC and also a cream for his candidiasis, i.e. nystatin cream and a stool softener to the hospice medical director, period. Patient has a painful right great toe related to chronic gangrene, period. He has severe peripheral vascular disease, period. Patient's PPS is at 40%, period. Patient is short of breath with activity and at rest, which puts him in NYHA class 4, period. He has bruising all over upper extremity related to very thin skin, secondary to i.e. his medications and his age, period. He's been taking Dilaudid for his pain, to control his pain, which is working at this time, period. Patient has orthopnea, PND, he sleeps on 3 pillows, period. Mr. Carter tells me that he wakes up with episodes of shortness of breath consistent with his paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. Patient overall prognosis remains quite poor given his advanced congestive heart failure with EF of 20-25% along with hypertension, diabetes, and renal insufficiency stage 4, period. He's not a candidate and does not want to be considered for hemodialysis, period. He continues to be bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, period. He stays in his bed most of the time because of his shortness of breath and his weakness, period. He's total ADL dependent, period. His weight loss has caused the has resulted in a low MAC of 23 at this time, period. He continues to deteriorate and most likely has less than 6 months to live given his given the natural progression of his disease, period. His O2-SAT today was 96%. He has on-room air, but he has oxygen available that Mr. Carter places on him at night to keep his orthopnea and PND at bay. His blood pressure is 110 over 60 with a pulse of 88 or 98 today, period. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say about him. Let's see. patient was told that he might need above the knee amputation on his right side due to the gangrenous lesions on his right foot, but that would prove to be quite an ordeal because it may cause his death and he may not make it to the anesthesia, he was told, period. He's eating about 10 to 20% of his meals. He has difficulty swallowing. Overall prognosis remains poor. Thank you.